You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. That's right. We're back on. I'm pulling off my headset so Wanda doesn't get any reverb back there. And we're going to be on. We're broadcasting live from the 2017 University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. And I've got my good friend, Rick Scarola. Rick's here on the board with me at UF. And Rick, you also went to school here, didn't you?
I did. I was here from 77 through 84.
That's okay. Tim told me the program started in 45, so you're not the oldest guy here.
I feel like the oldest guy here.
Yeah, well, I look like the oldest guy here. So anyway, Rick, tell me a little bit about what you've gotten and why you got involved with the UF Center for Real Estate Studies Board. Why'd you get involved?
Well, I felt like a number of years ago that we wanted to enter back. We're from Tennessee. Went to school down here, but we
just okay. We got a lot of good recruits on a basketball team that come from Tennessee,
yeah,
too.
God for that.
Yeah, all right.
But we are a company that tries to do business from Tennessee and Florida. So this conference really gives us a lot of good Florida knowledge on an annual basis. And we make a lot of our decisions acquisition-wise and disposition-wise related to what this conference has to tell us.
Now, you know, I was only in the conference for a little while because I was out here setting up, but what I heard was that there's a transition in the institutional world from multifamily to they're looking at other stuff. Sounds to me like people are creating an opportunity for you.
Getting out of multifamily?
They're not chasing it as hard anymore, which means that maybe there's some opportunity out there.
Yeah, I think what the customer's doing today, the client, the buyer, is they're shifting from core plus. We're a value add buyer.
Oh.
And we always have been. And so they're shifting to our kind of real estate if they're in the apartment space. But they're also shifting out of the core plus apartment market because it's gotten overpriced in most cities. Not all cities and not all Florida cities, but most cities it's gotten a little pricey.
Now we used a little jargon there, so we don't want to discuss that a little bit. What is a value add deal and what is core and core plus? Because not everybody is really spun up. We got a lot of people in their car listening. So help them, let's educate them a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, core is if you buy a brand new property in downtown Orlando that is everything's finished, you're buying it fully occupied, and there's really no risk. But that yield has come down in the apartment space to 4 to 5%, and most institutions don't feel like that's enough yield for them to take that risk. So they've moved to Core Plus, which is probably a similar property, a little older, probably 5 to 15 years old, has a little bit of need, a little bit of an upgrade to it. Again, not too complicated to own and manage, lower leverage. A core plus deal is maximum of 65% leverage. Core deal is maximum of 50% leverage. And then value add, which is what we do, is deals that are, as we call them, have hair all over them.
At least the deals do. Yeah. I had to say that, man.
Well, it's the only hair I've got.
Well, wait, there's a guy that just came and sat down next to you. He's got a little hair. Before we get any further, I want to say, hey, high five to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, how you doing out there? Now, I'm going to widen the shot a little bit, and we're going to get Matt Scarola in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about everything. Matt, get in there with your pop. Everybody get a little closer. Come on, Matt. We need one good-looking guy in here. Get in there. Come on, hug your pop. It's okay. Get in there. Get on it. All right, so now we got, So now we got Matt and Rick Scarola, two generations of real estate professionals that went through University of Florida programs here. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
One good-looking guy on the show, and now we got him. So, ladies, if you're not watching, get on my Facebook page. Matt, are you married?
I am not. 25 and moving to South Florida.
Okay, so there it is right there. Anybody needs to know about Matt. Matt, you got to get your face in the picture now. So, Matt, tell me a little bit about what you've learned at the University of Florida. It's maybe a little different than what Pop teaches at home.
I think that with the University of Florida, you get a breadth of knowledge and exposure to different avenues that you can take within the real estate field. That makes it challenging because you have to figure out where you want to go. But you get to look at opportunities and hear from professionals all across the spectrum of different property types, as well as different aspects of the business, whether it's sales or leasing, development, equity side. So you really get to understand it from different perspectives, and you get a taste of what those would look like for a career path.
And you know what I've really found, and what I recommend, is that even though your dad may know all of the different things, he knows it his way. And I think that when you get out there and you get a little bit of a different perspective, then you're gonna work at a different firm, not your dad's firm, right?
Correct.
So you're gonna bring a new perspective when you eventually go into the family business, which I'm sorry to say, as much as you want to get out, they're gonna pull you back in.
No comment.
Yeah, I know. But listen, so Rick, we were talking a little bit about what you see in the market. So what are some of the markets that you look into that you think that there's still some value in? And be careful, because you've got a guy that's a broker sitting right next to you, and that's not me.
Who is that?
I think that's your son.
Well, I would say cities-wise, we think there's a real opportunity in Southwest Florida today, Naples and Fort Myers. It's a city that we judge a city by job creation versus the number of starts in a city. So anything greater than 5-1, we feel is accretive to a city. So Fort Myers, Naples, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Sarasota are all cities that are 10+1. And you have cities like Orlando and Tampa that are like 14-1 today. So for us, these are great cities that do create a box where we are interested in going into them, because we know there's going to be more demand for rental apartments than there are supply.
Well, one other thing is that they're great places to live. And you didn't mention any place where it's really fast-paced, crazy, high-rise insanity like Miami, or I can't believe I'm about to say this, or Orlando or downtown Tampa. It's incredible, but you're talking about places that are still livable. They've got good job creation, and it's where people want to be.
Yeah, we have been very successful in second and third tier Florida cities, Melbourne, Titusville, Daytona, Stewart,
Are you sticking around and going to the race?
No.
Okay.
What race?
The Daytona 500, man. Come on. Come on. We had the car guys on just last week. Matt, get in here. Get in the shot on Facebook, too. So, Matt, so you decided to move down to South Florida just after I said what a fast, crazy, high-paced environment it is. You know, you're like a, I'm just going to have to say it, you're going to have to just let me go, a good-looking millennial who's single. I'm going to keep advertising until we sell. What made you decide to move to South Florida? You grew up in Tennessee, right?
Yes, that's right, Nashville.
So why'd you pick South Florida to move to? It's a little bit different than Nashville, Tampa, or Orlando.
Well, he's been in New York for 2.5 years.
Oh, so you're slowing down then?
A little bit.
No, not really. It's the missing borough. So tell me about what you're going to do, and you're going to be working for one of the other guys that's on the UF board, aren't you?
That's right. I'm going to be working for Dick Donnellan, Mark DeBaptiste, and their group down in Boca, which I will say will not be a slowdown.
No, it definitely will not. I know those guys, and their feet never touch the ground. They're always moving so fast. So what's your opinion on the multifamily market in South Florida today?
That's why I'm going there. I feel like it's in a good place. And like we were talking about earlier, there's job growth there. And the people that I would say are in their early 30s are trying to buy homes and really are having difficult time with the affordability in South Florida. And I believe that the multifamily space is going to keep growing because of that.
Well, I totally agree. The Wall Street Journal had a great article, I think it was last week, where it talked about, I'm going to say a dirty word, moratoriums in places like Los Angeles, because people were getting all aggravated that developers were coming in, building these high rises, throwing shadows on them, ruining their traffic patterns, and ultimately giving them degraded life. My God, it just sounds like I just talked about Miami a little bit. But it still seems like it's going to go, that there's great stuff. It's a wonderful lifestyle. And in Miami, all we're doing is we're just going to use Uber. It's going to be absolutely great. Listen, I want to help you. Give a shout-out. Anybody want to give a shout-out to on the show?
Maybe your wife.
My wife, Lynn, who happens to be in Boca this week. We're down here for 45 days. We're out of Nashville, but we come down to Florida for a couple months out of the year.
Sounds like you're pretty smart. Sounds like your son's smart. Wait, you're going to be working in Boca.
That's right. I'll give a shout-out to the same lovely lady, my mother, down in Boca.
Sounds like we got two really smart guys here on the show with us. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try to run around and see if I can scare up some more guests. And we'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away, girlfriend.